that, Mummy?
What's that? Well, these are some coat hangers. Because I think now it's time to put away all our summer things and just have the winter things out, don't you? Because it's not sunny anymore, is it?
No.
So we've got this. Oh, you've got a hiccup, sweetheart. Are you going to be all right?
No.
Has Thomas worn his coat today? Where did he wear it? To your music group?
No.
Are you going to help me put them on hangers?
Hangers.
Coat hangers. That's right, you have to do the zip up. That's right, well done. Well done.
Coat hanger.
Coat hanger, that's a very thick coat, isn't it? It's got a nice fleecy lining. And this one's even thicker, look. And this has got like a sheepskin lining, hasn't it? A wool lining. Look at that.
And that one on?
That one on. Right, we're going to put that on that hanger, are we? This one has a zip and buttons, look, so let's do the zip together. That's right. I think it's a bit more tricky, this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shall I start it off? And then you pull. We need to sew a button on this coat as well, Thomas. And the buttons have fallen off. There you are. You zip it up the rest of the way. It's there. 1, 2, 3. Whee! Up it goes. Well done. Right.
Coat hangers.
Because these can then hang on the coat stand, can't they? Now look at this. This is much thinner.
That one on.
This is more like a tracksuit top, isn't it? You could wear this inside as well as outside, but it's got a hood.
That one on.
Shall we put it on that hanger?
Yeah.
There we are. This has a zip as well. I'll start it and then you pull it up. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Gosh, that went up easily, didn't it? Yeah, that's nice. Have you seen they've all got pockets on the front? And this one isn't a coat. What's this? What is it?
A waistcoat.
A waistcoat?
Waistcoat.
A waistcoat. You've got a very, very smart waistcoat that you wore to Linda's wedding. And you've got a new waistcoat that you can wear to Christmas parties with Thomas the Tank Engine on. But this is a very thick waistcoat, isn't it? And have you seen it's got checks on one side and it's plain on the other? So you've got two waistcoats there.
A waistcoat.
And this has a zip as well.
One.
And when do you wear this waistcoat? Need to do that up. This is a lovely one, isn't it? It's a nice waistcoat. One, two, three. Oh no, we haven't got. See these little things on the zip? They're called teeth. And the teeth have to be all lined up properly, otherwise it doesn't work. So let's start again.
Stop again.
Let's push that down to the teeth and then, do you want to pause it?
Pause it.
What happened to you the other day when we were putting your coat on?
Me.
It hurt you, did it? Here you are, I can pull it up now. Why did it hurt you? There? What's that called?
What's mouth.
That? Your mouth?
Yeah.
No, it's lower than your mouth. What's it called?
Not do it.
It was your chin, wasn't it?
Not do it.
It hurt, didn't it? There we are. So all those coats can go on the clothes stand. And what's this one? What's this, Thomas?
Nobody left. Oh no,
this looks like a plastic bag, doesn't it? A bright yellow plastic bag.
No.
Do you know what's inside the bag? Shall we open the bag? Yeah. Right. What? in the bag.
What's in the bag?
It's a coat.
Yeah.
Look at that. Magic. And guess what? That's got a zip as well. It's a blue, yellow and white coat.
Oh yeah, mold it.
Yes, put them on.
Then look. And bend it.
Mend it. Oh, you're looking at Mummy's broken straw hat, aren't you? So this coat, Thomas, is completely waterproof. You can go out in the rain in this. And you stay dry and it's got a hood. And it folds up into its own pocket, doesn't it? Could have done with that today because it was awful when we went to this for this morning, wasn't it? Shall we fold this up again? You see this coat?
No, no, let me do it.
Do you want to see it disappear?
No.
Oh. Off it goes. Off it goes into the bag. There it is, it's gone, it's a bag again. It's a bag. Where's the coat?
Dude.
Where's the coat gone?
I see it.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Where can you see it?
Here.
Don't be silly, Thomas. Don't do that. You'll break it.
No.
Come here. I'll show you something. Thomas, don't put those on the floor. Look, Teddy wants to go out and it's summer. Pretend it's summer. What should Teddy wear?
What is she?
What did you wear in the summer?
A too big.
Teddy's feet are too big for those, but these are your...
What slippers.
They're not slippers. What are they called?
What is this?
It's a sandal.
Sandal.
Do you remember wearing sandals? When it was hot?
Hurt me. Put it on now.
Hurt me? Did it hurt you? No. I think the thing was, Thomas, these sandals were too big last summer and they were a little bit too small this summer.
No, yeah.
So they've never really felt right on you, have they? But do you remember wearing sandals in the summer? And what were your little blue sandals called?
Blue.
Do you remember jellies?
Jellies.
You wore jellies a lot when we were in Spain, didn't you?
What jellies?
What rhymes with jellies?
Wellingtons.
Wellingtons. I never heard you say Wellingtons before. You normally say wellies. So when Mummy said what rhymes with jellies, I was expecting you to say wellies.
Yeah.
And you said Wellingtons. Who's on the Wellingtons?
Wellington.
Pearl. Pearl.
Pearl. Wellington.
Is it all the Teletubbies?
Yes, all the Teletubbies. Ooh. The Teletubbies.
Don't think things about.
Get in the bus.
Come on, Teddy wants to go out in the sun. We're still trying to dress him.
And fresh him.
Shall we put a nice sun hat on?
Oh, me up.
There.
Let me do it.
What are you doing?
A change.
This used to be your sun hat. Oh, can you see that? Teddy looks nice, doesn't he? Shall Mummy put a sun hat on?
Yeah.
Would you like to wear Daddy's sun hat? There you are.
Hey.
We've got some photographs of you wearing that hat.
Hey.
It's really big, isn't it? Much too big for Dad.
Run away.
Have you run
away? Run away.
Oh, you haven't run away. It's just the hat's gone over your face.
Hello.
No, be careful with that hat, Thomas. Don't break that one. Mummy's is broken already, but Daddy's is not. So it's a nice hat, isn't it?
I mold it. Mold it.
Do you want to wear my hat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. We've got pictures of you wearing that hat as well. What else does Teddy need to do in the sun? He needs to put on sun cream. Do you remember you had to put on lots of sun cream?
Yeah.
And
sunglasses.
Sunglasses, that's right. Let's put sunglasses on Teddy. Now he looks cool, doesn't he?
Big tummy and big nips.
Big tummy and big nips?
Yes.
Well, I would have said big sun hat, big glasses if I was looking at him, because that's the thing that stick out. So there we are, Teddy's dressed for the sun. But really it's not summer anymore, is it? So what should Teddy be wearing?
Well, Mummy's hat and that.
Oh dear, Mummy's hat, yes, it's a straw hat. And it's broken. Some of the pieces of straw are on the floor.
Mummy, do it.
Yes, I'll mend it. So what should Teddy be wearing now? In winter?
Sun red.
Shall we put some Wellington boots on Teddy?
Nope. It's in the way. It's in everywhere.
Wellington's everywhere. No, there's only one pair of Wellingtons and Teddy's wearing them. Look at him now. Look at that. And what else does he need?
Sunglasses.
No, he doesn't need sunglasses in winter unless the snow and the sun's very bright. Look, what are these?
Gloves.
That's right. He's wearing mittens on a string. Do you think he needs a nice warm coat?
Oh, no.
I think he does.
No. 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 I don't know if he swim.
Why are you putting a fish on his head, Thomas?
Fish head is really good.
Oh, I see. You think because he's got his Wellingtons on, he's going fishing. Is that right? Do you think Teddy's going fishing?
Oh, yeah. But the fish. Bite a fish, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bite a fish, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're thinking of the nursery rhyme, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive, aren't you?
One, two, three, four, five. Got fish, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Go again.
Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go?
My finger is so bite.
He bit your little finger, so. Which finger did he bite?
This one.
This one? Which one's that? Oh, the little one on the right. Gosh. Goodness me. So Teddy's all set now, isn't he? He's got his Wellingtons. He's wearing a hat. He's got a nice warm coat on and some gloves. And I think he might need a scarf, mightn't he? You've got a nice bright green scarf. But your green scarf's upstairs, so we won't go and get it now. Oh, look, he's got a ribbon on. Look, he's got a green velvet ribbon. We can pretend that's his scarf, can't we? Now, what else might Teddy be doing tonight, Thomas?
I'm asleep.
Oh, yes, he'll be having a sleep. He'll be sleeping with you later. Huh? Oh, doesn't he look gorgeous? What else might Teddy be doing tonight? Do you know what day it is?
It's
Bannerdrum Time Day, and Bannerdrum Time Day is Friday. And this year, Friday 4th on the 5th of November. And it's bonfire night. And when you were a baby...
Fishing.
Now don't put that... No. You mustn't put the fishing rod in anyone's face or eyes.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm talking to you. When you were a baby, and you used to hear fireworks going bang, down. You were very frightened.
Yeah.
But last year, you didn't mind the bangs, but there were a lot of woo sort of noises. When we looked out of the window at the back, we saw some really pretty lights. Fireworks going up in the air, all different colours. And when we looked out of Mum and Daddy's bedroom window behind the church, we saw a beautiful display of fireworks. So tonight, after tea, shall we go out? Just stand outside?
Yeah.
And see what we can see?
Fireworks.
Fireworks, because you've been listening to them all week, haven't you? But it's tonight that they're supposed to be let off.
No, I've got a fish.
No, you haven't caught a fish.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There's
the fish. You know when we're crossing the road, Thomas? Mm-hmm. We look right. We look left. We look right again. That's called Green Cross Code. Well, tonight it's the Firework Code. You've got to be really, really careful with fireworks and bonfires because they're hot and they might burn. You've not been to a bonfire, have you?
Yeah.
No, but on bonfire night, people eat things like baked potatoes and hot dogs. And they often have hot soup. And then they have things like gingerbread men and sticky toffee apples and pumpkin. And because we had a cooked meal at lunchtime, guess what Mummy's got for tea tonight? Once you've had your main course, you can have some pumpkin or a gingerbread man. Would you like that?
No.
Oh, people have sticky treacle toffee as well.
A teddy bear, like an apple.
Teddy bear would love an apple. Now, is this the toffee apple on the stick?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Is that especially for bonfire night?
Yeah.
And do you think Teddy would like a gingerbread man or a piece of pork when we have some at tea time?
No. He won't.
I can hear some fireworks now, can you?
Not heard it?
Did you not hear the firework?
No. Catch your light.
Catch your light?
Too heavy for me.
Too heavy for you? What are you doing, holding up your fishing rod towards the light?
No, there's another man there.
Can we hurt
the light?
What are you doing?
Orange and a lemon.
An orange and a lemon?
What's this? Apple.
Toffee apples.
The apples.
Toffee apples, they're apples. And look, here's your toy apple. But if we had a stick, like a lollipop stick, you put it inside the apple there, and then you coat the apple in hot, runny toffee, and then you leave them to dry. And when they're dry, the toffee's got harder on the outside of the apple. It's a toffee apple.
Am I reading now?
No, put the fishing rod down, Thomas. You're swinging it round too much. And then what happened on Sunday? It was Halloween, wasn't it?
Halloween.
Do you remember what happened on Halloween?
Dimitri came.
Well, Dimitri came the day after Halloween. And we had this candle on Halloween, but we lit it again when Dimitri came the following day, didn't we? What's this?
It's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin, isn't it? It's a pumpkin with a candle inside.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Oh dear, what happened? Well, that's a little bit of the wax. It's melted and it's run out of the candle down in front of the pumpkin. That's a pumpkin candle. So shall we light that again tonight?
Yeah.
And do you remember seeing some children who were dressed as witches? They had big tall black hats on with broomsticks. Do you remember seeing them?
The fruit. The fruit. Oh dear. Oh dear. Naughty leaf.
A naughty leaf? What do you mean, the naughty leaf?
Basket leaf come off.
Oh, that's the leaf that you brought back for me when you went for walk with our granddad, didn't you?
The naughty leaf.
A naughty leaf? Why is it a naughty leaf?
Not a
big
water
nut. No, it hasn't broken. What's happened? When you picked it for, when we didn't pick it, you picked it up off the ground. It was a very, very big shiny leaf, wasn't it? This is dried now. It was on Wednesday you picked it and it's Friday now. And look, you hear? It sounds like paper, doesn't it? Can you hear it crackle? It's still gone dry and it's curled up.
People touching that. People touching.
Brought that specially for Mummy, didn't you?
Crunch, crunch.
Crunch, crunch. And what have you got in that yellow bag on the stairs?
Shake. No. Oh, where's your voice?
These are all pictures that we did together. Do you remember when we found all those? We went out picking leaves off the ground and they were nice and dry. And all these little cones. And we glued them onto paper, didn't we?
Yeah,
they're glued on, they won't come off. Is it a damaged leaf? That leaf damaged? Yes, it does look damaged, doesn't it? There's some very nice pictures here, Thomas. Autumn leaves.
Blue,
that's the blue picture. Look, autumn leaves. And there's one leaf. And there's a cone. Be careful with it, Thomas, don't break it. I think that leaf and that cone must have fallen off one of these pictures. I think that leaf belongs on there. Don't you?
What's happened there? I don't.
What's happened to the cone? I think it's fallen off the picture. And that's dry glue that you can see on the back.
I think get it out for you.
You're putting it back in the bag for me?
No.
You dropped it? Do you remember after we beat the music class this morning that we went to see that shop in Disbury and it had a Christmas tree in the window and it had all those cones sprayed gold?
Not see it.
Well, you did see it at the time. Can you not remember?
No. Party pants?
Why are you saying that? Look. What? On your chair, sit next to me.
Look. What's your tummy now? He's blowing off the tree.
He's blowing off the tree? Well, no, this is different because this is a book about the different seasons. And if we look, we start off with spring. Spring is the time of year you were born. And look, that tree is very much in bud. There's lots of blossom on that. And what does this remind you of at the bottom of the tree?
What's this?
You see all the yellow flowers?
Yellow flowers.
And where did we used to go to where we saw yellow flowers in the spring?
Let's see it.
Do you remember going to playgroup? We used to walk across the common and there was all those yellow flowers. But look at the spring.
Little ducks.
Ducks, they're little chicks like this one here.
Little chicks.
Chicks chirping. And lots of birds' nests in the tree with eggs. And little spring lambs. And spring flowers like tulips. And then we go from spring to summer. Now we've just been talking about summer because Teddy was dressing for
the summer. Look, this one!
Ice cream was fun. Yes, there's a picture of an ice cream. What can you see on this page?
What's this?
Well, you tell me.
What's this?
Well, you tell me what it is.
What's this?
You tell me.
Lots of movie elephants.
Pardon?
Movie elephant.
Movie elephant?
Yeah.
No, that's a picture of the seaside and the cliffs. And I think because the cliffs go round in a circle, are you thinking of the elephant's trunk?
Little mouse.
Yes, this is a little book. And for each season, there's a picture showing what happens in each season. Like in the summer, we go to the seaside. So there's a picture of a bucket and a spade and a sandcastle with seashells, an ice cream, a sailing boat and a beach ball. And on the other side is a jigsaw puzzle showing a picture of something in summer. And it's a picture of the seaside, isn't it? Shall we put that piece there? And you're banging it down hard.
Pieces come off again.
There's still two more pieces to put in. Are you going to finish it off? Turn it round that way, then you can bang it in. Steady. Steady, don't be so rough. You've been too rough, Thomas.
No, not bite it.
You can press them in, but there's no need to hammer like that. Is it? That's right. Push it there. Lovely, look at that. And where did you last go to the seaside?
Pieces come off again.
No, we won't take pieces off again. Oh, do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
Right, okay, it's only six pieces, so it won't take long to do, will it?
Seaside's come off? No,
this one doesn't come off. This isn't a jigsaw. This is just a picture of some things you might see in the summer. Let's put this one back together. No, we've said this, we've got to. Well, we can't turn the page until we've put the jigsaw back on here because it'll all fall to bits.
No!
I'm not going to play with you if you're going to do this, Thomas.
No!
And listen, nobody else is going to want to play with you. Thomas, you've got to learn. When you finish playing with one thing, like at the moment we finish playing with this jigsaw, you want to go on to the next thing.
No.
You want to go on to the next thing, so we finish playing with this.
No.
And we have to put this away before we get the next thing out.
No.
Now, if you went to Isabel's house, you were playing with her toys, she'd expect you to put away everything you were playing with before you got the next thing out. Come on, let's turn the page and the jigsaw's back together. What's this now?
Enough.
We're on to the next page now, autumn. Now, what can you see here? Look, autumn's the time to start knitting jumpers out, isn't it, instead of t-shirts.
Not enough.
You want this jigsaw out? Now this is a beautiful jigsaw of autumn leaves, isn't it? Just like the ones that we've been playing with. It's a picture of a jumper and some wheat. Because it's harvest time in autumn, isn't it?
Mm. We didn't do the Mrs. Thomas.
Pardon?
We didn't do the Mrs. house. Mix around and round.
The mix around and round? What's that got to do with wheat?
Mix it on.
The mix this is upstairs in the bathroom because you've been playing with it in the bath, haven't you?
No!
I took it upstairs, Thomas. It's still there. We'll see. It's right.
No, play it.
No, you don't need to play it. Come on. We're having a look at these things.
No.
What's in the fruit basket on this page? I'm going to go around with your shopping basket and collect some of the fruit I can see in that basket there. Look. What's in the shopping basket on the page? Oh, I see. You wanted your little dumper truck to collect all the pieces of jigsaws. Are you thinking of the leaves? Is that what you're doing? Because it's a picture of autumn leaves. You're tidying the leaves up. Is that right?
I'm not touching. Help me.
Not touching, help me. You don't want me to touch them?
Yeah.
You do want me to touch them. You want me to help?
No, I'm touching the dumper trucks.
Oh, the dumper truck has to touch them.
No. Shh.
What's in the basket, Thomas?
Apples.
And what have we got? Apples and pears. What have you got in your shopping basket, here?
Apples, pears.
Apples and pears. And of course, what's this?
Orange.
That was a big bang, wasn't it? Well, it's not an orange, what is it?
Firework.
Oh, that, yes, a firework outside. But on the page, what's this?
What's this? Pumpkin.
A pumpkin, that's right. Oh, now we've got to the last page in the book. This is winter. What's the jigsaw got a picture of?
Big trees.
Big trees covered in snow. So in spring we've got the trees covered in blossom. The picture of summer doesn't show any trees. Oh yes, there are some trees there with leaves on. In autumn it's all the leaves falling down, and in winter it's all the leaves covered in.
Snow.
And look, it's showing the things that you might see in winter. Or pine cones. We've seen lots of pine cones, haven't we?
Look, just fit it. Not fit it. Oh,
not one. No, we'll do it on the other page. You might see pine cones and you might see holly. Well, we've seen lots of holly with red berries, haven't we?
Holly, yes.
Because you call them red peas, and Mummy says they're not peas and you mustn't eat them. And jackets and gloves. It's very dark outside, isn't it?
Look, sorry, a big digger.
Oh, the big digger's come now, has it, to pick up the autumn leaves? Gosh, well, tell you what, Thomas, this bucket on the digger. If Mummy's doing this picture of the snow and there's a lot of snow, the digger could come and pretend it was a snow plow and scoop up all the snow, couldn't it?
Minute, warm off a minute.
It's busy driving off at the moment, is it, with all the autumn leaves?
Minute. Stop. Stop a minute. Little.
Stop a minute. Where's the driver from that truck going, Thomas?
Dip it out.
No, he's not in there. Don't take that out because Mummy's looked and he's not in that box. He's been missing a few days now, hasn't he? Well, don't worry, he's done. We'll have to keep looking, won't we? And that's the picture of snow completed.
You
want the digger to come and help shovel some snow?
Yes,
please. You see this little hole there? That's for you to put your finger in. And that releases all the pieces of the jigsaw.
My digger.
Big bat. Oh dear, dear, dear. He's had such a heavy load, he's tipped over, hasn't he?
Don't worry. And let's go back in a minute. Big wheels.
They're going now.
Stop.
Yes, they're stopped. They're not going round now, are they?
Minute digging now at Mummy's house.
Is he digging at Mummy's house? I don't think he's digging. I think he's collecting leaves.
No.
And shoveling up some snow, isn't he? There's nothing really for him to do in spring apart from perhaps sweep up all the blossom when that's blown down.
Yeah.
And there's nothing for him to do in the summer.
No.
It's autumn and winter, he's busy, isn't he?
No. The leaves.
I don't think we looked at this picture on the autumn page. Who's that?
What's this? Yes.
What's this?
This now. This.
What is it?
What's this? It's still eating a walnut.
A squirrel eating a walnut?
A walnut. eating an walnut.
Are you saying walnut or a whole nut?
I'm eating pumpkin.
No, he's not eating pumpkin. You're quite right. He is eating a walnut. But I didn't know that you knew the word walnut, and I didn't know you recognised a walnut. Because I thought you might have been saying he was eating a whole nut.
Eating a walnut.
Well, the other day, I don't know where the driver is. Perhaps the driver. I think he's gone. I think with it being bonfire night, the driver has nicked off for Lily to go to the shop to buy some fireworks so that he can go home and him and his children can see fireworks going. Ooh! Yeah. Sitting in the shopping basket. Tom, there's no good crying because I don't know where the driver is. We looked for him the other day. How about the train driver from your train set?
No.
Let's find him.
I'm looking for a burger.
Driver of the digger, but I'm sure this little man's already wearing overalls. Look, he's wearing a bib and braces, so he can. He's a little bit too big, isn't he? He's a little bit too big, Thomas.
No, not the man, no.
No, but we've lost the driver, sweetie.
So no. Are you me?
And now we've lost him, darling. I know he'll turn up. Mummy's had a really good look around, but I'm sure he'll turn up. Don't you think so?
I missed him.
No, Thomas, I really have looked for him, darling, and I can't see him. But I'm quite sure he'll turn up. Look, talking of drivers, let's have a look at these books.
No. No.
Do you want to look at these books?
No. A liar.
Well, these are all about drivers of different things, aren't they?
Look. No, not read it.
Oh, maybe there's one about a train.
No.
I can see a train driver, a bus driver, a tractor driver. What's a tractor driver called? A farmer. And there's a truck driver. Oh dear. I think we better have a little break because you're not able to do that. Whatever is that? It's nearly tea time, Thomas, isn't it? It's 4:30.
No.
Shh, it's 4:30.
No, four, no.
It is.
No.
You've had a busy day because...
No, busy day.
You have a busy day. Elena came to see this
morning. No.
Shh,
no.
When you were having breakfast this morning, that nice lady came to see you. And you were eating brown grapes and green grapes and eating cornflakes and eating an apple. And then we went to music class. And then we went shopping and it was raining.
No.
It wasn't this afternoon. We've been out.
No.
We've been out on your bicycle, haven't we?
No.
We've been out on your bicycle all the way around the road. Because about 3:00 the sun started to shine. And the rain stopped, so we went out quick on your bicycle, didn't we?
Hello.
And now I think you're absolutely shocked.
No, let's have it. No.
Shall we have a break?
No.
Come on, let's have a break. Who's this?
What?
It's not. I thought it was Daddy home. It's not, is it?
No. Not. And we're off.
They've driven off, haven't they, whoever it was?
It is Daddy. Come back.
It is Daddy's come back. He's there.
Not wave.
Oh. You don't want to wave to Daddy?
No.
Well, you don't have to wave. But say hello when he walks through the door.
No.
Shall we go and open the door for Daddy? Should we go and open the door for Daddy?
No.
Oh, but Daddy's had a hard day at work, Tom.
No.
He has. Do you not think he might appreciate the door being open?
No.
Can I go through? No.
Hello?
He kisses the dicker. Big bullet on it.
You been a good boy?
No.
Bet you have.
No.
He's just been a bit upset. I think it's getting near tea time.
No.
I'm just tired. But we've got to look out for some fireworks later, Daddy, haven't we? You going to say hello to Daddy?
No.
Oh, Daddy.
Hello.
Well, I'm going to say hello to Daddy.
No.
Have you seen the fireworks?
Yes. Hiding in the trees.
The fireworks were hiding in the trees?
Hiding in the dirt. had one tree missing, one tree there. It's my order. This house, really. And this big firework came. Oh.
Well, Thomas and Mummy have just been for a walk. And we've heard lots of fireworks and we've seen quite a few.
Watch!
But as we're walking... Listen to the bangs. As we were walking past one house, they lit a bonfire. There was lots of smoke, wasn't there? Yes, it sounded like that, didn't it? And then all of a sudden rockets went up. What happened? Were they banging? Oh, like that? Oh, don't hit Daddy in the tummy. That's not nice.
What did the fireworks say?
Bang. No, some of them went, pow. What did they do?
Watch.
Tell you what, shall we just put the light off and open the curtains? And then we've got to have our tea, Thomas. And once we've had tea, how about we go...
Firework.
We go from the door. Let's pull the blind back. Oh, did you see that? Oh, quickity-quick.
Where's Daddy?
Just going to take you wellies up. Thomas, wellies up, wellies up. It's cold outside, so we had to put wellies and hats and gloves on, didn't we?
Watch.
You
watch,
just keep watching.
Watch a minute, watch this.
You just watch a few minutes, I'm sure you'll see something. Oh, it's dark now. It's dark in the house.
Let's see.
No, they haven't let one on. Off. Let's just watch.
Oh. Daddy, firework.
We'll see it.
Yeah, you keep watching through there, through that gap in the houses. Daddy can see it, but you keep watching. Don't turn around to tell Daddy, because otherwise you'll miss it. And what else did we hear, Thomas, when we were walking out? Bee-bar, bee-bar. Fireman Sam will be really, really busy tonight, Thomas.
Fireman Sam?
Because, you know, all these fires, bonfires people are having. Sometimes they get a bit out of hand.
Oh dear.
And Fireman Sam has to come.
Oh! But don't go backwards like a fish.
Is a big car going backwards like a fish?
Dark round here.
It is dark round here with the lights off, but it's the only way we can see the fireworks when we're inside. A lot of people, aren't there? I bet those children in that house are going to a bonfire, don't you?
Yeah.
There might not be a lot now because it's started to...
A mobile shop. Please don't fire engine, please. This is ours. Please make a fire engine. Let a firework. Get down the tub. It was a firework.
Oh, there's some more flashes up there. Behind Sue's house. Well, when we spoke to Auntie Linda a few minutes ago, she said that all her pussycats were inside and that Alice the dog was very upset, so Alice was inside as well. What about Purdy? Do you think she's frightened?
Oh, no, no, no.
No?
No.
You think Purdy's brave?
No, Purdy brave.
I think in a few minutes, Mummy's going to go upstairs and give Purdy a cuddle.
Oh, and Purdy don't want to.
No, Purdy wouldn't want to come and watch the fireworks. Purdy gets a bit frightened. Oh, gosh, did you see that?
Big green one.
Big green one, yes. That frightened Mummy.
Look, turn a bit.
Did it frighten Tommy?
No.
No.
Yes, it hurt me.
It didn't hurt you?
Yeah.
No, it startled you. The bang frightened you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't hurt you, though, did it?
And do you think... Frightened for me.
Frightened for me?
Frightened for me. Really, firework.
I was frightened for you, was I?
Yeah.
Because I jumped.
I jumped. Really? It's actually, firework. Big green one, I think. But not a lot like blue.
Not a lot like blue?
And then no other ideas you have. That's it.
Well, there was a little flash behind Sue's house, wasn't there?
And a flash.
We didn't see a firework, but...
A big green one.
Yes, it was a big green one, a big pink one that we saw. It wasn't blue, was it? Another flash. No guns.
Showing another one, showing a big, big one, and showing one, two, three. One, two, three.
Oh, is that?
Another one, blue.
A blue one? We didn't see them, we just heard the band, didn't we? I like the pretty ones, Thomas.
Silly red one, not me and you. I'm just frightened.
I'm not frightened of those. But it's nicer when you can see them rather than just hear the band, isn't it?
Heard a blue one.
You heard a blue one?
Silly red one, not mean to, it's heard a blue.
Sorry, red one, not mean to, heard the blue?
Yeah, pink too.
You heard the pink one too?
Oh. And a brown.
And a brown one? I don't think they're brown fireworks. I think you're seeing things.
It's in colours.
You're seeing colours?
Yes, brown. You see green ones.
Yes, we've seen green ones and pink ones and red ones. Oh. Apart from bangs, what else have we heard? Crackles, lots of crackles. Do you think people will be having baked potatoes and hot soup?
Not hot potatoes. No.
Well, we're going to have some parkin and a gingerbread man, aren't we?
Maybe one red one. So, a baby one, not actually, big baby one. Oh. Big baby, big bang.
They seem to be coming from over there, Thomas. So if you keep looking over in that direction, where Mummy's pointing. Behind Fred's car. That's the place to look.
Yeah. Show me.
Just this way.
Yeah.
Where Mummy's pointing her finger. Or perhaps you can't see, it's dark. That way.
Watch.
She keep watching.
Watch.
No, don't be careful, be careful.
Oh.
But in a minute we must go, Thomas, and have our tea, and then, if you want to go out again after tea, we can have another quick walk, and then the best place to be is in Mummy's bedroom window. Mummy and Daddy's bedroom window, because you'll see a lot then. Another Fred one. That was one from... A red one. It said Fred one, because it was coming from...
Big red one. Not in the white, blue. Red and blue.
Red and blue, red, white and blue?
Yeah. The blue, red.
Not blue, red.
It's actually red.
It's actually red?
Big red tummies.
Big red tummies. Did you say it's actually red?
Oh, rise up there. Rise, big red light.
The big red light is when they're reversing out of the drive, aren't they? They put their car lights on.
Look!
I'm looking, they're going backwards, aren't they?
Lots of children on it.
Lots of children on it? There are two children sitting in the back of the car. They're going now. I think they're going to a bonfire somewhere. Because we saw them last year at Halloween. Do you remember carrying pumpkins with the lanterns inside?
Saw them. The red one. You mean to. No mean to. And big cloudy and big.
Did you say not mean to?
And not too heavy for me.
What's too heavy for you?
Too heavy. That is
bad. Excuse me, do you mind not putting fingerprints on my window pane? You cheeky monkey.
Baby, actually a baby one.
A baby one?
Bee!
No banging the glass, Tom.
BB one.
If you bang the glass and it breaks, we'll have to have it boarded up and then you won't be able to see anything at all, will you?
One bang. Done that again.
No, it's a different car. It's a car driving past, but it's not the people that have just gone out. Right. What's that? Thomas the Tank Engine? Is it a train?
Too heavy for me.
Thomas the Tank Engine's too heavy for you?
No. The sky too heavy for me.
The sky is too heavy for you?
Oh.
Yes, you can't lift the sky up, can you?
Oh. Ouch. Get the ladder for me.
Get the ladder for you?
Yes, it's running. Not reach something and reach ice.
Can you not reach something? Do you want a ladder to climb right up to the sky?
Yeah. Reach the fireworks.
Reach the fireworks?
Yes, not window the light reach.
No, but the thing is, Thomas, you can't touch fireworks anyway. Even if you could get a ladder right up to the sky to catch them, you mustn't because they're hot. They're made of fire and they burn you. Look, a pink one over there. Let's just see if there's another one. Then. Oh! Orange, green, orange, green. You tell me.
Pink.
Pink.
Where?
They were pretty, weren't they?
Brown too.
Brown too.
Brown light. It was a fairy cup that the net done.
Pardon?
Get a net.
Get a net?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to catch them now, do you? You don't want to climb up to the sky on a ladder. You want to catch them as they fall out of the sky. They'll still be very hot, Tom. She still couldn't touch them. And anyway, all the patterns disappear, don't they?
Yeah.
That was a crack.
Like the net.
Oh, look. Fred's outside light's come on now.
No, a firework, I think.
Another firework, you think?
Sorry, red one. Not mean to.
Sorry, red one, not mean to. What do you mean?
I'm not rich. And it did the ladder for me, a fire engine.
You want the ladder for the fire engine, do you?
No, it's too dark for me.
It is too dark for you inside, but we've got to have the lights off inside to be able to see what's going on outside.
Oops.
Well, I think now it's tea time, and then after tea, we'll listen to some more. It sounds now as if there is some at the back of the house, Thomas, so let's go towards the patio. And you can sit in your chair, and you can look out of the window there. Okay? Right. Let's put some lights on.
Bang! Lights on now.
Just put the table on.
Heard a pink one, Mum.
You heard a pink one?
Yeah. Silly red one, pink one. Big bang! Bang! Stop, Daddy. Bam! Bam! Bam!
Are you telling Daddy what's happening outside?
No, what's Daddy not wait? Look, Bam!
Did you say Daddy's not awake? I think he is, Thomas, with you making that noise.
Sorry, red one.
It's a shame it's raining, Thomas, because a lot of people standing outside watching the fireworks and be getting wet then, weren't they?
And the fire engine.
Oh, that's right. You get your fire engine ready, didn't you?
So fire engine, the place. There's a lot of vomit and we firework. There's another place for me. Reach. One mummy, one with Thomas, one with Daddy, two.
You're asking the fireman for ladders, one for you, one for mummy and one for Daddy?
Yes.
Is that so we can all go up to the sky?
Oh, one fire engine, please. One firework, not mine. Sorry. Reach the ladder for me to reach. It's very hot.
Very hot?
Mmm.
It's very hot.
Mmm. Sorry, firework.
There's a problem?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the problem, Thomas?
There's a firework problem.
Oh, do you think there's going to be problems?
Going backwards.
You think there's going to be problems and we need the fire engine? Oh, Thomas, come this way, sweetheart.
This way. Yes. Come this way.
I think we can hear them rather than see them this way, can't we?
Problem that way.
There's a problem that way.
No,
bite the fire engine. I don't think they'll bite the fire engine, do you?
Did your pan hit in the piece? Did the fire?
You're talking about a chip pan and then you're talking about chips and peas putting the fire out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So poor fireman Sam, as well as being busy putting bonfires out, is he having to deal with a chip pan fire like the one that Auntie Mabel and Pippin had?
Yeah.
Oh, he's busy, isn't he?
The dog cab.
He's got out of his cab.
Cut the stick to watch the fireworks.
Oh, he's standing on the step to watch the fireworks.
Watch out, fireman Sam.
Watch out, fireman Sam. You're telling him to be careful.
Careful, not fall down Bumpy's head.
No, he won't fall down Bumpy's head. He's got his fireman's hat. Thomas.
See a firework.
Did you hear that one?
Rubber.
That was another crackly one, wasn't it?
Not the jet pan now.
He's driven off now, hasn't he?
He built a jet pan up. Big buddy house.
Pippin's house. Do you think Auntie Mabel's having any fireworks?
Yeah.
Do you think she has the trouble? Is Pippin's a dog and Pippin is...
No, there's a firework.
You've got to keep animals in on bonfire night, Thomas. It's very frightening for them, isn't it?
Oh. And for baby.